Thank you for calling your 21st Walmart. How can I direct your call?
Hey, which department is this?
This is the fitting room where the calls all come into.
Oh, okay, great. That's what I needed, actually. This is Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And I just have a question for you. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
No, I do not.
Okay, we're doing this promo thing. I'm going to need you to get on the overhead page system for the whole store and just say, attention Walmart shoppers, do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Spiegel?
Siegel, like the bird.
Oh, Jason Eagle. Okay.
Siegel. Siegel.
Siegel.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Attention,
so I just need to do that, and what is that for?
It's for this promo thing we're doing for the holidays, and then just come back to the phone. Or do you have two phones there, so like you could
No,
do
we only have one.
Okay, yeah, if you could just click over, say, attention Walmart shoppers, do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Okay. And then just come back to you?
Yeah, and then we'll see what the response is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, you did it?
Yep, I did it.
What'd you say exactly?
I just said exactly what you told me. Attention Walmart shoppers, do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Okay. Is anyone over the walkie-talkie, like, asking, you know, what the heck are you doing?
No.
Not yet.
They've probably been so busy they haven't even had time. It's been crazy here today.
That's true, yeah. Hey, do you know who Nick Thune is?
Nick who?
Nick Thune.
No.
Huh.
Nick Thune.
Yep, Thune. Thune.
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you get on the overhead paging system and say, attention Walmart shoppers, do you know who Nick Thune is?
Nick Thune? Okay.
Yeah, Thune, yes.
S-O-O-N?
Thune. Nick Thune.
Thune. Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah, Thune.
Nick Thune. Okay.
Yep.
All right, hang on.
Thank you so much. I wish we could hear this.
Okay. Nick Thune.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
Did you say that one?
Yes, I did.
Is everyone flocking to the fitting rooms yet?
No.
For the promo?
Nobody's come here yet.
Huh. And there's no angry managers on the walkie-talkies?
No, I haven't heard anybody. I don't think they have time to be angry today.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a walkie-talkie there?
Yes, I do.
Could you ask over the walkie-talkie, do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Okay. Hang on.
Okay. I can listen, though, right?
I'll actually leave it on.
Yeah, I'd like to listen.
Okay. Does anybody know who Jason Siegel is?
The next person we need to send a break is Montgomery.
See, they just totally ignored me.
What a jerk.
Brandon.
Home office.
Okay.
Home office.
They had
me do this thing for promo for Christmas.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes.
I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
The Snowplow Show has been declared number one, the number one podcast on iTunes.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
What? Is she really... I did not ask her to announce this. Is she really doing this? I was just letting her know. She's either announcing that the Snowplow Show is number one on iTunes, or she's getting fired. One or the other, we're not sure.
This is Linda. Can I help you?
Hey, Linda. This is Roy from the corporate office with...
this is who?
Roy from the corporate office with Walmart.
Roy?
Yep. Who's
okay.
this? Who are you?
Pardon?
Who are you?
I am Linda. I'm one of the assistant managers.
Oh, okay. Hey, Linda. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's great. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
I do not.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The ice cream truck is coming. Linda, the ice cream truck is coming. I gotta go. The ice cream truck is coming. It's coming. I can hear it coming. Here it comes. Here comes the ice cream truck.
Over here.
Hello?
Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
We know who he is, and we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Welcome to episode 425 of The Snowplow Show. Today's episode is sponsored by Brown Magic, pretty much my favorite sponsor of all the sponsors. Sorry to play favorites, everyone, but none of you are better than Brown Magic. So, a couple weeks ago, I was doing this weird live stream thing where I was taking phone calls on my payphone, and somebody called in. I can't remember who it was, and I'm too lazy to go back and listen, because who wants to listen to that again? And the caller asked me if I knew who Jason Segel was, and of course I know who Jason Segel is. It's Jason fucking Segel. You know, the Mighty Ducks guy. And he told me about this podcast. It's called Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? And I immediately pulled it up on my phone after I figured out how to spell Segel, and I listened to it that night after I turned off the live stream. And early this morning, I listened to the very last episode. I mean, not the last episode, but I've listened to every episode, and now I just can't get Jason Segel out of my head, because that's what they do on their podcast. They ask people if they know who Jason Segel is, and most people don't. But that's okay. We know who Jason Segel is. So, that opening weirdness, I'm not really number one on iTunes, you guys, I'm sorry. That was a huge lie. But after a week of hearing Nick Thune and Brendan Walsh, you know, Mikey Walsh's older brother on The Goonies, ask everyone who Jason Segel is, I just needed to do it myself. And they're probably going to send me a cease and desist. But maybe not if I tell you all to go listen to their podcast. I'll put links in the show notes for that. Or you can just Google, do you know who Jason Segel is? That's Jason Segel, not Jason Eagle. A lot of people make that mistake. So before we get started with today's live show, I have one important news story. It's a Christmas-related news story. This is breaking news. A 5-year-old boy calls 911 to report the Grinch stealing Christmas, and the police arrest him. No, the police didn't really arrest him, but a 5-year-old Mississippi boy called the police to prevent the Grinch from stealing Christmas. Tylon Pittman saw a video clip of how the Grinch stole Christmas and decided to call his local police department in Byram, Mississippi, on Saturday to report the green Dr. Seuss character's intentions. A 911 dispatcher eventually got Tylon's father on the phone, who scolded his son. "Boy, you better stop watching so many cartoons," he said as the dispatcher laughed. Must not be a lot happening with 911 in Mississippi. They sound really laid back there. But instead of blowing off the call as a prank, police showed up to Tylon's house to let him know that his Christmas wouldn't be stolen. On Monday, the police arrested the Grinch and brought Tylon to the station to confront and identify him. "You have saved Christmas for the people of Byram," the Grinch told Tylon. "Your bravery is unmatched, and you have saved the day." Why would the Grinch say that to Tylon? Wouldn't the Grinch be pissed off at him? Wouldn't he be like, "You stupid little motherfucker? I'm spending Christmas in jail because of you. When I get out, I'm gonna kill your entire family." So the police actually got a guy in a Grinch costume and brought this kid to the police station and taught him a valuable lesson that it's okay to prank call 911, because hilarious things will always happen when you do. And there is video and pictures. I haven't watched the video yet. Let's
Oh, Ty, the police guy got here.
What are you
going to
do if he tries to steal your Christmas?
I'm going to try to come at my house and take him.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this whole thing. It's stupid. Here, maybe I'll just skip ahead forward to where the Grinch is. I don't even see the Grinch. What the hell? Anyway, on some other site, I saw a picture of the Grinch in jail or whatever. What the hell, Mississippi? What are you guys doing there? Those people in Mississippi need to grow up. I'll put a link in the show notes, though, to the story if you want to read it. It kind of reminds me when I was like 8 years old or so, I just dialed 0 and started screaming that my telephone was on fire. Seemed hilarious to me, but not to anyone else. They didn't bring me to the police station to congratulate me on my hilarious joke. So in today's show, we're going to be pranking 911 for the next hour. We're going to be pranking 911 dispatch centers across the country and telling them, "Oh my God, the Grinch, he's stolen Christmas." No, I'm just kidding. Actually, today is a live show that I did for 90 minutes before the XYZ show, and that's what you're about to hear. I wanted to do 911 pranks, but Brown Magic is like, "No, no, RBCP, no." Got out the newspaper, thwacked me on the nose. Anyway, let's get started. Here is today's live show.
Roy. Jermel. It's Roy. Jermel.
So hey everyone, live show time. I've got a show planned today, I sure do. For the next 90 minutes, I'm going to be calling one single convenience store. I get this I think like Matt, the manager, called me one day and I just picked up the phone for some reason. But maybe he emailed me this. I don't know. He told me about this convenience store in South Carolina. And the only reason I want to call this convenience store is because of this commercial. Here, let me find the commercial. Help me this. Here it is.
Little Cricket.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Little Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Little Cricket.
I really got to munch it.
Little Cricket.
I want a lot of lunchy for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something cold to drink it.
Cold to drink it.
No, you're supposed to say Little Cricket, fool.
Little Cricket, fool.
No, Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket, dummy. Little Cricket all over South Carolina. Little Cricket.
Yep, so let's call Little Cricket. I mean, I'm sorry, not Little Cricket. Lil Cricket. L apostrophe I. No, it's L-I apostrophe L. Lil Cricket. Don't say Little Cricket in the chat room, Green. Come on. It's Lil Cricket. Get it right. So I don't know, I looked through my list. I couldn't really find anything good I wanted to call today. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'll just call Lil Cricket all day for 90 minutes. So I've changed my caller ID to some random Lil Cricket store. And, so I seem more legit. And I'm going to call Lil Crickets. Corporate office in the chat room said I need to ask permission first.
Thank you, Sunny. Lil Cricket.
Hey, did you say Little Cricket or Lil Cricket?
Little Cricket.
Oh, no, it's Lil Cricket. Lil.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, yeah, it's Lil Cricket, like L-I apostrophe L, Lil Cricket.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be pranking every single Lil Cricket in South Carolina today. Is that okay? Making prank calls?
I don't know.
Is it cool with you? Like, what do you think personally? Can I prank every single Lil Cricket? She didn't say no. Well, did she say no? I think I didn't hear her because I was talking over her. I'm going to just assume that was permission. Okay, so I'm going to start the show with her. Let's call her back. Mob7 wants me to tell them there's a gas leak and they need to throw the microwave out the window. Through the window. Let's do that. Oh, and she's not going to pick up. Come on. Come on, Little Cricket. She's just going to let the phone ring. It's probably driving the customers nuts. Charles wants me to say I'm a rapper named Little Cricket and I'm going to sue them. They took my name.
No, you're supposed to say Little Cricket, fool.
Little Cricket, fool.
No, Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket all over South.
All right, I guess I'm going to give up on that one. Google Maps does not make it easy to call up every single location of a single business all over a state. They really should work on that. Because it's like I click on it, and I can't go back. I have to refresh. I lose my place. Jennifer wants me to say I found a Little Cricket in my coffee.
Hello, Little Cricket.
Hey, Little Cricket. This is Steve Dave. I'm a customer. And
Hold on.
Okay. Just turning on the tracer.
Little Cricket all over South Carolina. Little Cricket.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Little Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Little Cricket.
Hello?
No, you're supposed to say Little Cricket, fool.
Little Cricket, fool.
No, Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket all over South
Carolina. This is going to be the next 90 minutes, you guys. Little Cricket store is just setting the phone down. Shuffling things around in the background. Man, how rude. She's in there just laughing with customers. Green wants me to say I'm opening up a store across the street called Huge Cricket. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave. I'm a customer.
Uh-huh.
Came in there today. There was a Little Cricket in my coffee. Like, is that like a promo thing, or I don't know, is that normal?
That was a what?
A little cricket in my coffee. I got a coffee.
Where did you get it? Location?
At your location there. On
what? I don't know what you're saying.
There was a little cricket in my coffee. Like, do you guys do that as a promo? Like, is that supposed
no,
to be
sir.
There, or?
No, sir.
Okay, look, I'm just kidding. This is actually Steve Dave from the corporate office with a little cricket. I was just breaking.
Oh, I'm about to hang up the phone.
Yeah, I was just breaking the ice. I just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there we could speak with?
I do.
Okay, yeah, could I talk to him or her quickly and just do a quick survey?
Hold on.
Okay.
Someone wants to talk to me, do a quick survey. You'll get closer.
Hello?
Hey, is this a customer?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? Is it or isn't it?
Who is this?
This is the corporate office with Lil Cricket.
Okay.
Well, is this a customer?
Maybe.
Is this an employee?
Nope.
So you're a customer?
Yeah.
Are you a delivery person? Okay, you're a customer.
Yeah.
So that lady that answered you, handed you the phone, she has a crush on you and she's too shy to tell you about it? And do you think, like, you know, maybe you could take her out on a date?
Really?
Hello?
I guess he didn't want to do the survey. Is there someone else there?
No.
He was very difficult. Like, he was just, like, wouldn't answer.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, kick him out of there.
When I get so hungry.
Lil Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Lil Cricket.
I really got to munch it.
Lil Cricket.
I want a lot of lunchy for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something cold to drink it.
Cold to drink it.
No, you're supposed to say Lil Cricket fool.
Lil Cricket fool.
No, Lil Cricket dummy.
Lil Cricket dummy. Lil Cricket all over South Carolina.
Oh, she hung up. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to just try and look on this map here and try and call them from the map. I might miss some of them if I do it this way. But Google Maps, they don't make this easy. The pump was running backwards and took gas out of my car. Okay, Moldy Orange. Oh yeah, hey, reminded me just now, it is Fuckface Friday. That worked out so well last week. Crazy.
Lil Cricket.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Lil Cricket.
Uh-huh.
And, is anyone there getting gas right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a problem with the gas pumps. We've been infected with some ransomware virus, and the gas is actually pumping backwards.
Uh-huh.
So it's sucking all of the gas out of their car and, it, you know, putting it into the tank underground. Could you go out there real quick and tell them to stop pumping gas?
And you want me to bag them off while I'm out there?
To what?
Would you like me to bag them off while I'm out there?
Bag them off?
Yeah, bag off the pump.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not? Sure, I don't know. Hello? What? Was she just so excited to do it? She hung up? Well, thanks a lot, Moldy Orange, for that. You made her hang up on me. I thought she was offering to, like, kill him. I guess I'm not up on my convenience store lingo or something.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Bag off her head. Oh, man, maybe this place is a horrible idea because she's not picking up now, the lady that just hung up on me. I'm going to have to move on to Sheets or something.
Scotchman.
Hi, is this Lil Cricket?
Yes.
Okay, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Lil Cricket.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know there's a problem with the gas pumps. Is anyone getting gas there right now?
What's gas pumps?
You know, the gas pumps, where they get the gas.
Yeah, all six of them are messed up?
Well, they're pumping gas backwards. So when people, you know, try to get gas out of them, it's actually sucking the gas out of their car and putting it into the gas pump.
What the heavens?
I'm serious. It's some sort of ransomware virus. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but that's what it's doing. It's sucking the gas out of their car.
It's sucking the gas out of people's cars. That doesn't sound right. Uh-huh. So what were you saying?
Well, before you were rude and, like, you know, started talking to someone else, I was explaining how the gas was being sucked out of the cars and going into the pumps.
I heard that part. Now, what do you need from me?
Could you go out there and just, can you bring a cordless phone and like, tell the people that the gas is being sucked out of their cars? Real quick. We don't want people to lose all their gas, you know?
Ma'am, don't. We're not doing gas, okay?
Tell her why.
We can't do gas.
Can you tell her why?
Yeah, I have like three customers out here that I'm trying to talk to before they get out here.
Yeah, just tell her. Tell her.
You say it's sucking the gas out. Okay, so I have some. It's a guy that's with our company. He's saying that this pump just pulled gas from your car. It didn't give you any.
Sucked it out.
Okay, she said that her car just filled up because she was on empty.
Well, it had a little bit in there because it sucked it out. It would have just sucked out anything that's left. It sucked it right out and put it in the tanks underneath the store.
Yeah, I don't know. She said she got hers. And you said if it was a little bit in there, it would have sucked it out.
Yeah. It's a part of the ransomware virus. It makes the gas gauge show that it's full, but actually it sucked it all out. It sucked all the brake fluid out, too.
Okay, he's saying that even though your car says it's full, that this pump just sucked all the gas out your car.
It sucked out the window washer fluid.
Check your window washer fluid for me, honey. Window washer fluid.
See if it got all sucked out. She'll see.
She said she didn't even have any of that.
Oh, what's wrong?
No,
what kind of hobo is she?
Got some of that, too.
It's got window fluid? Did she open the hood?
She has window fluid. Can you open up your hood for me, ma'am? We're just trying to make sure real quick. I'm sorry.
Have her open the trunk, too. Check for bodies.
Okay, so I'm right here.
Had it washed.
I'm about to say her washer fluid is completely to the top. What else do I need to check?
Check the trunk. Make sure there's nothing abnormal in the trunk.
Ma'am, can I check your trunk as well to make sure nothing backed up into your trunk? Her trunk seems fine.
It may have sucked all the air out of the tires. Do the tires look okay?
Tires okay.
Ma'am? Okay. Like, the weirdest disconnects happen at this place. Like, ma'am, are you still there? Did you hang up on me? I think it was the tires. She's like, wait a minute. This can't be real. Now I know it's a prank. Because how could it suck out the air out of the tires? Oh, cricket chirping sounds. I think I have that. Hold on. Where would I put those? Yeah. I forgot all about that sound effect. That's been on my soundboard for years and I never use it. That can't be real. She didn't really get a lady to open her hood and her trunk and check the window washer fluid.
Little cricket.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Little cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Little cricket.
I really got to munch it.
Little cricket.
I want a lot of lunchy for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something cold to drink it.
Cold to drink it.
No, you're supposed to say little cricket fool.
Little cricket fool.
No, little cricket dummy.
Little cricket dummy.
Little cricket all over.
There you go, Tim Riggy. Just for you. Okay, like, when I first called in, didn't the lady in the background, didn't she say no? No, honey, that didn't happen. But then she went outside and did all that. Maybe she's just fucking with me. Maybe I just got majorly pranked. I think that's what happened. What am I going to do with this next one? I'm bringing 20,000 crickets in for a promotion. That's what Tim Riggy says. Need to get some snakes to... This doesn't sound like 20,000 crickets, though, is the problem. There's no way all that just happened. Check on the trunk. Check the trunk to see if it backed up into the trunk.
Hello, Cricket, this is Duncan.
Hey, Duncan, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Lil Cricket.
Right.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey. Oh, is there anybody out getting gas or, you know, out getting ready to come in?
We're dead.
Balls, okay. Where do I go with this then? Hey, we're going to be bringing in...
Sure. This is the first time I've heard of anyone doing a weekly survey.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a new thing we're trying out, just, you know, customer service. Try to get them to do those surveys on the receipts, and they never will do them, so we're just trying to call in now.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, there's no one in our parking lot. We're pretty slow over here, and there's not a whole lot going on most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're going to bring... we're going to be doing this promo thing. We're going to be bringing in... a delivery guy is going to show up today. He's going to bring... right around 80,000 crickets for a promotion in the store. We're going to set them loose inside the store. Like, people are going to come in the store, they're going to be like, oh my god, there's crickets everywhere jumping up in my hair and everything. And when they get there, could you just go ahead and let them loose inside?
No.
Why?
Why would I let loose crickets inside the store?
Because we're Lil
That's
Cricket.
A bit dumb.
Durr. No, it's like, it's a promo for the company.
Yeah, I doubt that, though.
No, I'm completely...
I feel like they would have told us that.
No, I am telling you that. I'm telling you that right now. We're sending them out to 8 different stores today. And if the promo goes well, we're going to do it at every location in South Carolina.
I sincerely doubt that.
Well, when a big crate shows up full of crickets, I think you'll know that it's for real. But when that crate arrives with all the crickets in it, you need to let it loose in the store. Like, just right in the middle...
No, I don't think we will. But, you know, if my boss calls me and says, hey, go ahead and set loose, you know, 10,000 crickets, and don't worry, we'll do it.
Well,
but
until then,
we won't.
I'm with the corporate office, so I'm your boss's boss, and what I say goes. So your boss can't say shit. He can't overrule me.
All right. Well, then when he calls and, you know, says go ahead and let him loose, then that's what we'll do.
If he tries to say anything, I'm going to be like, overruled. I'll say overruled,
all right, well,
bitch.
I'll leave that up to y'all. That's why we have a corporate office, so y'all can deal with that.
Right, yeah. That's
down
what
here at store level, we don't have to deal with those sorts of things.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that you're going to have to sign for them when they get there, okay? It's going to be a vendor show up.
We're not going to.
With the crate full of crickets. No, you have to.
I don't, though.
They're going to... No, you have... Like, okay, fine, don't let them loose, but you have to sign for them. They have to be there.
I doubt it.
No, you do have to be there. Like, they're
tell
not
you what, how about you call my boss, and then my boss will call me, and then
I'll... Hey, how about you go fuck yourself? Don't tell me what to do. I'm with the corporate office, motherfucker.
I now obviously know that you're not. I mean...
Why do you say that?
Now. Because who uses that sort of language at a corporate office?
We're with the corporate office. We don't have to answer to anyone. We use any language we want.
I doubt that.
No, that's how it works. That's how it works in corporate world.
Who is my boss?
I don't have to tell you anything. You don't know who your boss is? Like, how do you not know who your boss is? And there he goes. He hung up. Should I just play this cricket throughout the entire show? I think that's going to get kind of irritating.
Lil Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Lil Cricket.
I really got to munch it.
You know, like, call me crazy, but here, let me see if I have this one. It almost sounds like they're ripping off an old song called King Tut. Because doesn't he talk about donkeys? And doesn't it... We're going to take a quick music break here. See if I'm right.
King Tut.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy King
Tut.
Lil Cricket.
How'd you get so funky?
Monkey
Tut. Did you do the monkey?
This is Steve Martin singing here.
Now if I'd known they'd line up just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum.
Jesus.
Hey, married with a donkey.
See? See?
He's my favorite honky.
I'm gonna call them with Columbia Records. Like, listen here. Tim Murgy wants me to say that Steve Martin's coming into the store with his banjo to sing this song.
They're selling you. A condo made of stoner.
Yeah. Great, great comedy 80s music there. And I think the commercial is also from the 80s. I think, what's his face? Matt, the manager, he told me that it's an old commercial. They don't play it anymore.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Little cricket.
I could
anyway, yeah, let's call another store. Let me turn off the cricket. It's driving me crazy. I wish that last guy would have put a customer on. Like, if there were customers there. It would have been fun to hear a customer call him Fuckface. Man, I thought I was going to be able to call up every little cricket in South Carolina. They're just not going to pick up. Oh, that one's busy. So I guess they're off the hook.
Love Cricket.
Hey, Little Cricket, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Uh-huh.
I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Nobody's here right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like nobody like outside or getting ready to come in? Hello?
Somebody just walked through. Give me one second.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
They walk to the back of the store. You gotta wait till they come in to the register.
Oh, just like run back there and hand them the phone.
Okay, hold on. Here's one more person coming in.
Okay.
Let me see if I can catch
give the phone to whoever looks the most irritable. I'll cheer them up.
All right. Hey, excuse me. Do you mind doing a survey right quick? Little Cricket, do you mind talking on the phone with corporate? Do a survey right quick?
Hello?
Hey, this is the corporate office with Little Cricket. This is Steve Dave.
Yeah.
And, hey, we're doing a promo today for Friday. We do this every Friday. It's called Fuckface Friday. And if you call that cashier a fuckface, you will get a free drink and a free hot dog thing.
Okay.
Like, so just call her a fuckface and we'll see how it goes.
The what now?
Like that cashier that handed you the phone, say, hey, you're a fuckface.
Say, hey, you a cupcake.
No, a fuckface.
Huh?
Say, hey, you're a fuckface. It's Fuckface Friday. So tell that cashier she's a fuckface, and you get a free drink.
You want me to say that to her?
What
did you
say? Huh? Just tell her she's a fuckface. Ma'am, you're a fuckface. Say that.
I can't tell her that. She might ring my jaw.
What did you say?
Tell me to tell you
were
fuckface.
What? Hello?
No, I think he misunderstood. I said cupcake.
Okay. Oh, he said cupcake.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. His mind just went there. Wow.
Right.
Jeez. Yeah, I guess I'll just talk to the other customer then.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, you got pistachio?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
All right.
And
you sit right here.
Hey, shh.
Here you go, Walt.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're doing this promo today. It's Fuckface Friday.
And survey?
Yeah, no, it's a promo. It's Fuckface Friday. It's a special promo we're doing today.
Okay.
And if you call the cashier a fuckface, you get a free drink.
Okay, what I need to do to get free?
Say, hey, cashier lady, you're a fuckface.
Yeah. Say again, you, what I'm supposed to say?
You just got to tell the cashier, tell her she's a fuckface.
Oh, you know what? That's what I think it is. Oh, no, hey, you know what, man?
What?
Love you, have a nice day, bye.
Well, no, you're, don't. I guess they figured it out.
When I get so hungry,
Little Cricket,
I could almost eat a donkey,
Little Cricket,
I really got to munch it,
Little Cricket,
I want a lot of lunchy for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something cold to drink it.
Cold to drink it.
Okay, you guys.
No, you're supposed to say Little Cricket. Ooh.
Ooh. Wait, we're getting her to say dummy.
Little Cricket dummy.
Little Cricket dummy.
All right, you guys, come on. We got to take this whole thing more seriously. What are we doing today? Wait, what am I going to do the next place? I still haven't said I'm a rapper named Lil Cricket, and I'm going to sue them because they took my name. Card readers are broken, so we're reverting back to crickets for payment. That'd be an awesome promo for a store, have people bring in crickets that they find in their yards. Yeah, Tim Riggy wants me to say that there's like crickets coming out of the gas pumps. And I want to say that's really stupid, Tim Riggy. But the other lady believed that gasoline was being sucked out of people's cars, so who knows? Let's give that a try, I guess. It's that new ransomware virus that North Korea put together. Weaponized crickets. That sounds awesome. I could tell them we were sending crickets to the store as a promotion, and we accidentally sent weaponized crickets from the military. Oh crap! Don't open them. Alright, no answer at this one.
Little Crickets, prep.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Yes, sir.
And we have kind of a problem.
Uh-huh.
We're sending a crate of 80,000 crickets to your store. It's for a new promotion
really?
thing we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And they accidentally swapped some deliveries around from the military, and they're sending you weaponized crickets by mistake.
Weaponized crickets, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So just don't open the crate when you see it. It's going to be a very large crate, like a wooden crate.
Do you really not have a life, or
what? No, I'm with the corporate office. I'm just letting you know that. Like,
what's our home office name?
It's a Little Cricket home office. Durr.
Nope. Sorry, bud. Have a good one.
No, look. that guy won. I guess. Damn it! It didn't work out, you guys. I tried. I got butt slammed. Oh, man, that one's busy. That one I can't call because that's the one. That's the final boss. All of my calls are coming from that location's number. We got to wait till the end to call them. You guys should remind me. Don't let me forget.
Little Cricket.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing this promo thing. We need you to, like, instead of answering...
Have a good day.
Me?
Thank you.
Hello, ma'am?
Hold on one second.
Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Ma'am?
Ma'am?
I guess it's their policy. Just throw the phone down. Ignore them until you're done. This lady's a fuckface. You know what? I'm just going to switch over to doing Fuckface Friday on this one.
Got it, darling.
Aw, she calls people.
Stop back in like 10 minutes. I'm really busy.
Oh, well, I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? It's just for a survey. They get a free drink.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah, I'll just talk to a customer. Thank you.
Do what now?
Oh, if I could just talk to a customer, if you could put a customer on the phone and I'll talk to them. It's for a survey.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Say Little Cricket fool.
Little Cricket fool.
No, Little Cricket dummy.
Little Cricket dummy.
Lil Wayne bought Little Cricket. I want to say she hung up, but I still hear the weird noise thing happening. I don't know where else that could be coming from.
Ooh, when I get so hungry, I could almost eat a donkey.
Well, shoot. I don't know what happened. She was going to get someone. Maybe she came to her senses before someone would get on.
I really got to
bust it. Damn it, come on.
I want a
okay, hanging up. We're done with that whole area, so let me call down south a little bit. Yeah, I could do a Tuck Pendleton call. It's been a while since we've done one of those. But what are the odds that they'll work out? They're not going to believe that. Come on, David Hilton. I'm just going to have to end the show early, probably, because, you know, none of these are answering the phone. They're just setting the phone down when they answer. It's a bunch of bullshit. Green Imp wants me to say that we're dropping crickets from space.
I'm calling Lil Cricket.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Lil Cricket. And I need to let you know we're doing a name change of the store. It's like a promo thing with Lil Wayne. And we're going to be calling the store Lil Wayne from now on.
Little what?
Lil Wayne, you know the rapper?
You so silly.
No, I'm serious. This is the corporate office from Lil Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say from Lil Wayne, because we're calling ourselves Lil Wayne for the rest of this year. Because he's on tour right now. And he's going to be stopping by random stores. You might get to meet Lil Wayne.
Okay.
So, when anyone comes in the store, can you just say, welcome to Lil Wayne, instead of Lil Cricket?
Okay.
And when you answer the phone, you have to answer, thank you for calling Lil Wayne. Can I help you, or whatever you say, you know? It's just till the end of the year, just till January 1st. Did you hang up? Man. Jesus. She hung up and it's still doing it. That's a pretty bad phone. Let's call back. Make sure she's answering as Lil Wayne. That's corporate's idea, so you know what? Corporate, you've totally ruined one of my whole calls. There's only so many locations and you just ruined one. Maybe I should just do surveys on everything today, you know? Get the employees off the phone. Yep, she's not picking up now. She's like, I'm not going to answer the phone, Lil Wayne. That's stupid. Whoa. What the fuck? Does not sound good.
It's Lil Cricket.
Oh, hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Lil Cricket.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can you say that again, sir?
This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Lil Cricket.
All right. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Well, we're doing a promotion today. We've got, we're going to be dropping crickets from the air, like onto your store. It's going to be basically raining crickets. They're dropping them down from the International Space Station. So I just needed to let you know about that. Like, we don't want you to get all freaked out but when it starts raining crickets over there. Ma'am?
Hold on, sir. Let me let you speak with my manager.
Okay, well, hey, I also wanted to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
No, I can let you speak with my manager. We have no customers in the store.
No customers at all? Like, none, like, outside? You could run the phone outside and put one on the phone?
No.
Out getting gas?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, I can talk to the manager, I guess.
Okay.
I'll put Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton on the phone.
Okay.
The... Did ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe she didn't hang up.
No, yeah, she did hang up. I was getting Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton already here.
Yeah, that was stupid. So stupid. Who had that idea? Green Imp? Dropping crickets from space? What the hell were you thinking? Come on. Use your head, Green Imp. We only have so many locations left. Ah, crap, and I just deleted them all. If we run out of locations, we're going to have to call up Sheets. Tell them we're changing the name of the store to Pillowcases. That was someone's idea from the chat room, not mine. Oh, this is weird. Like, in this area, I'm getting a lot of stores that are not Little Cricket. I mean, we've got Cricket Wireless, but then we've got Young's Food Stores, we've got a Mini Mart, and we've got a Circle K popping up. Bunch of people gaming the system on Google Maps. Taking over Little Cricket's business. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, dude.
Do you have the phone upside down?
Oh, it's just bad like that.
Oh, do you have another phone?
No, sir.
Ah, balls. Okay, well, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Yes, sir.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
I don't know. Like, am I supposed to do that?
Yeah. It's a new thing we're doing because nobody ever does those surveys on the receipt. So we're just calling up and doing the surveys over the phone.
I'll be fine. Let's see. Could you try to have a conversation? Hello?
Hello. Is this a customer?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Little Cricket. And we're doing this promo. Today's Friday, so we call it Fuckface Friday. And if you can call that cashier a fuckface, you'll get a free drink and a free hot dog.
If I call him a what?
A fuckface. Say, hey, cashier, whatever his name is, you're a fuckface.
Man, I'm not doing that.
No, look, that's part of the fun of it all. He's going to be surprised, and then you get a free drink.
No thanks.
No, it's like you're turning down free stuff.
For the customer.
What?
Thank you.
Hello, is there another customer there? Speak up.
Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Hey, is this a customer?
There, you don't have to give me a thing, sir.
Okay, alright. Wow. These phone connections. I'm going to type in this number. Like, what the hell is the phone company in these areas?
Hello?
Hello?
Sir, I'll have to call my manager really quick before you call back.
No, it's okay. You don't have to do that.
I mean, I just want to be sure. You know, I seem to sit in and inform you that it's not really let you talk to one coach.
Nah, it's cool. Like, you already did one, so you may as well do two, right?
Wait, hold on. This is Ben. Ben, leave me alone.
No, come on. I was just having fun. That's all.
Man.
What?
I knew that was a voice.
What?
I appreciate it, sir. Didn't leave me alone.
How'd you know it was me? What gave it away?
Your voice.
Crap. Okay. Yeah, you got me. It's Ben.
Okay, Ben. I'm at work. I'm going to have to go.
Okay, all right. I'll see you tonight, honey. Can you tell me you love me? Okay, he's gone. Oh, man. Ben's going to get it later on. Yeah, man, like, come on. Go to Goodwill and get a new phone. It'll cost you like $5 or something. Just anything. Any phone you can possibly grab is better than that. We should start up an Indiegogo campaign to buy that Little Cricket location a new phone. See if we can raise $7. All right, so, yep, we failed once again at Fuckface Friday.
I really got to munch it. I want a lot of lunch for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something.
Please call the Poppy.
Hey, is this Little Cricket?
Just call Poppy.
Well, did you used to be Little Cricket? Are you owned by Little Cricket?
It used to be Little Crickets.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, like, I'm with the corporate office with Little Cricket. And we're changing it back to Little Cricket.
Oh, hold on for a second.
Well, hey, wait, no, it's okay. Ma'am?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
LaToya.
Oh, hey, LaToya. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
No, I don't. Sorry.
There's no customers in there?
No.
Is there any out in the parking lot getting gas?
No.
Is there any walking by on the sidewalk?
No.
Is there anybody at the store next door?
No.
Gosh, darn it, all to heck.
No.
Yep. Hey, we're changing the name of the store back to Little Cricket. Did you know that?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, like you can start answering the phone Little Cricket again.
Okay.
And if you want to go out there like with shoe polish or whatever and like, you know, put a big X over the existing sign and write Little Cricket. It's cool. You know, until we get the new one, just so people know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could let every customer that comes in there know that it's Little Cricket again.
Oh, I'm not sure why they would want to do that.
Well, because it's a cooler name and we're just, you know, getting back to our roots and we're going to be Little Cricket again.
Oh, okay. Well, I paid for the name Pop In.
Yeah, but it's changing to Little Cricket. You wasted your money.
Yeah, I spent $2,500 on a sign, so I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, we'll send you a new sign. It's cool. Hey, we're going to be sending a crate full of crickets out there, like for a promotion thing. That made her hang up. Okay. You call her right back. You take a hammer and you just bash that sign in half. Green says we're downsizing, so now it's Tiny Cricket. Man, there's no calling these back. They never pick up a second time. They know better. Let's see if this one is still a Little Cricket. Ah!
The number you have reached.
One more in this area. This might be the last area, you guys. We might be totally fucked here. There's like, shit.
The number you have.
So every Little Cricket in this area has gone out of business. So what's left? Oh yeah, we got these. Oh wait. Crap, I forget what I've done. This is so confusing. I don't think I've done any of the ones down here though. Oh yeah, we got a bunch down here. So it's okay, everyone. Settle down. Everything's gonna be fine. Plenty of Little Crickets. I tried to find a website for them where I could just list all of their locations and call them from the list. But nope, they don't have that. Dang it, when I zoom in, it like makes some of them disappear, so I'm going to lose some. This is bullshit. Fucking Google Maps. Get your shit together.
Squadron Britney speaking.
Hey, is this Little Cricket?
Yes, it's Little Cricket.
Okay, we're doing this thing. I'm calling from the corporate office. This is Steve Dave from the Little Cricket corporate office.
Little Cricket corporate office.
Yep.
Oh, okay, what you trying to do now?
Well, like, when you answer the phone, from now on you have to answer like you're a cricket. Like, do you know how to make the sound like a cricket? I was going to walk her through it. But then she'd probably be like, why don't you do it then? I'd be like, okay. See, that's me doing it. All right. Customer surveys only. That's all we're doing.
Scotchman, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any customers in there I could speak with?
Not right this second.
Ah, is there any getting gas out there?
Looks like there might be one standing outside.
Okay. Is there a cordless phone? Could you bring it out to him, maybe?
Yeah, I can.
We're going to do the gas taste test.
Well, he's not at the gas pump.
Oh, it's cool. Is he a hobo, or is he, like, a customer?
He's a regular customer.
Oh, okay. Yep, we're just doing a quick survey with him, that's all.
Our corporate office called and they want to talk to a customer.
Are they going to give
Hello?
Hey, this is Steve Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, from the corporate office.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am beautiful. How are you doing?
We already did that. You know, it's enough small talk. Come on. Jeez.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, we're just doing this promo thing. Today is Friday, and we call it Fuckface Friday here at the corporate office.
Okay.
And if you call that cashier a fuckface, we'll give you a free drink and a free hot dog.
Call her a what face?
A fuckface. You know, like a dirty word.
Fuck. I don't really want to drink a hot dog, but I'll do it just for anything. Fuckface.
Yeah. Well, we'll be like, no, like put more heart into it. Be like, you're a fuckface, and point at her.
You're a fuckface.
And then what's her response?
She looked like, what?
Does she look angry? Or?
Are you sure this is corporate?
Yeah, I'm with corporate. I'm with the Little Cricket corporate office. Look, you can tell.
Are you serious?
Yeah. See, we got.
I know. You said this is a Little Cricket corporate office. She's looked at me like, what?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Like, now you get a free drink and a free hot dog and a free beers and free candy, free peanuts, whatever you want in there. Free Fritos.
Are you serious?
Or we just call them Fritos, you know?
You are so crazy. Hold up.
Yeah. Everything's free. Free cigarettes, free beer, free wine coolers.
Oh, you're not corporate. You're just playing a prank.
No, it's not a prank. I'm totally with corporate. Why would you think this is a prank?
Oh, are you serious? Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to put her back on the phone.
Okay, but look. If you just play along, you're going to get a bunch of free stuff.
I already did.
What do you
mean? Hold on.
Hello?
Ma'am, why did he call you a fuckface? That was weird.
Call me what?
Did he really just call you a fuckface? That was terrible.
No, he didn't.
No, like, he...
I called the girl outside a fuckface.
Oh, talking about the other girl outside.
Oh, the other employee?
Yes.
He called her a fuckface. You got to throw him out of the store. This is not good. He can't just come in there and call people fuckface.
I don't know how she reacted to it. She might have been fine.
Yeah. Hey. Look. Can you call that guy a fuckface? Just so we're even.
I'd rather not.
Well, it's for a promotion thing we're doing here at the corporate office, and he gets a free drink and a free hot dog. If you call him a fuckface, then he gets a free drink and a free hot dog, and so do you. Just tell him. Be like, you're a fuckface.
Okay.
All right, do it. Let's hear it. I think she's hanging up to go tell me. Oh. Hello? What's happening? Is it really the best fuckface Friday ever, number two pencil? Come on. No reason to patronize me. God damn it. I don't have to take that from you. Yeah, I don't know what was with the touch tones. Like, it's a bunch of nonsense. I can see what she dialed. Starts with 811. That's not a real number.
Little Cricket.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Little Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Little Cricket.
I really got to munch it.
Little Cricket.
I want a lot of lunchy for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something cold to drink it.
Cold to drink it.
No, you're supposed to say Little Cricket, fool.
Little Cricket, fool.
No, Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket all over South Carolina.
Little Cricket.
When I get so hungry.
Little Cricket.
I'm just going to play this the rest of the show, if you guys don't mind.
Cricket.
It's catchy, right?
I got to munch it.
Little Cricket.
I want a lot of lunch for a sandwich or a Twinkie or something cold.
All right, so this next one, I don't think I've called it. Maybe I have, so maybe, I don't know. Let's find out.
Fuel Mart?
Oh, hey, is this Little Cricket? Hello?
Sorry?
Is this Little
yeah?
Cricket? Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, this is the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Okay, just hang on a second.
Well, no, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer I could speak with?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm calling from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Okay.
and I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer I could speak with?
Yeah.
Okay.
My company wants a survey. Can you talk with him? Like
who?
The company.
Hello.
Hello. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Yeah. So the thing is, this is not Little Cricket. This is only the Valero gas station, and we have the inside fuel mart is separate. So that's 4869. Is that true? Right.
Yeah. It's cool though. We're just doing a survey. That's all. It's fine.
Okay. I will give the customer, okay?
Okay. Quick, what do I say?
Want to talk with him? They need a little bit survey.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Hello?
Hey, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
With who?
With the store you're at. We're doing a survey.
Uh-huh.
And it's a promo we're doing. It's like it's called Fuck Face Friday. And if you say if you say to that cashier, you're a fuckface, then you get a free drink.
I see about it.
No, it's completely serious. If you can do that, we'll give you a free drink and a free hot dog.
Oh, no, I ain't care for that. You have to get somebody else.
Why not? Come on, don't be a pussy.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, why? Why? Do you think, you could take him, right?
I don't want to say that.
Yeah, but no, he knows he knows what's going on. It's cool. Just tell him you're a fuckface. That's all you have to do.
Hello.
Hi. Is there another customer in there? He didn't want to.
No, right now that's the only one customer I have.
Are you sure? Because I hear someone else talking in the background.
No, that's another vendor.
Oh.
He told me.
Oh, can we talk to the vendor?
Oh, yeah, I have one more customer. Hold on.
Okay.
I didn't see the backside.
Okay.
Hello, sir. Can you want to talk with, my company wants a survey, customer survey, so... Yeah, please, thank you.
Hello?
Hey, were you getting gas just now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there is a problem with the gas pumps. I'm calling from the corporate office. So what happened is we've got this ransomware virus in the gas pumps, and it actually sucked all the gas out of your car instead of putting gas into the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sucked all the gas right out.
Like out of my car?
Yeah, when you hooked up the gas thing, you thought it was pumping it into the car. It was actually sucking it all out. So any gas you had in your car, it's all sucked out, and it's inside the gas pump now.
Well, I appreciate you. I just paid for it. I didn't put it in yet.
Oh, okay.
So it must have been somebody else.
Oh, no. It's like, you paid for, you're prepaying for the gas?
Yeah.
Crap. Where do I go with this chat room? I'm a little bit lost at this point.
I don't know. You might want to talk to somebody else out there pumping gas right now.
Oh, okay. So, are you getting ready to go out there and pump gas?
Well, not now.
Okay. Well, because yeah,
get my money back.
No, don't get your money back. I was just kidding about the whole gas getting sucked out of your car thing. That's crazy. That couldn't happen.
How would that even
work? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
But we are we've dumped a bunch of crickets into the gas tank into the tank underground.
Yeah.
It's like a promo thing we're doing for Little Cricket, and you're going to get gas along with crickets.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In your gas, you know. And also... What?
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And also, we're doing this promo. It's called Fuckface Friday.
Oh, y'all funny.
No, this part's for real.
What's that?
Okay, so if you call the cashier a fuckface, we'll give you a free hot dog.
Hey, old Bubba. Fuckface.
Say you're a fuckface and point to him.
You're a fuckface. You're a fuckface. Man, you ain't about to give me no free hot dog.
Oh, man. I think he's fucking with you, man.
Wow, he did it. I hope he pointed, too. I hope he pointed at him. Said, you're a fuckface. So this next one, like all these say Lil Cricket food stores. This next one, I'm kind of suspicious of because it says Little Cricket, L-I-T-T-L-E. Little Cricket. So, I don't know. Are they imposters of some sort? Corporate wants me to call them and say something wacky? What a great idea. The weaponized crickets escaped. You know, even though most of today's show sucked, at least there was that one girl who had the people opening up their hood, checking the washer fluid, opening the trunk, checking the tires. What the hell was that? Oh, is this one not going to answer? This might be the last one. I think this is the last one. I'm sure I've missed a few of them in here just because of the way Google Maps is. I could call Cricket Wireless and tell them to stop trying to steal our business. Since this place isn't picking up. I doubt we'll actually get a Cricket Wireless store to pick up, though. Because it'll just be like the corporate phone thing. Get me customer service. Transfer me to toll-free or something. You know how they are.
Cell communication, Cricket. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Steve Dave over at the Little Cricket store on Dorchester Road.
Yes.
And you know what? Like, why are you guys trying to steal our business, calling yourself Cricket Wireless? That's a copyright infringement, you know? Like, what's your
problem? Oh, we are Cricket.
What's your problem? I know, but we were Little Cricket, like, long before Cricket Wireless even existed. So you guys are a bunch of posers, basically.
Go ahead and talk to Cricket, the company.
Well, no, I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Why don't you change your business name? You have that big sign out there. I bet people come in there thinking it's Little Cricket.
Did you call me the MF word?
Yeah, no, I called you the motherfucker word.
You are in trouble now.
Oh, no, you're in trouble. You're the one that's in trouble. Yes. You're in copyright.
Definitely. If you're calling me the MF word and you don't know me and you don't know who I am, definitely.
Yeah, but you're the motherfucker impersonating us, trying to pretend you're a convenience store and you just sell those dumb cell phones.
Hey.
What?
Wait until I see who you are and until I send you the police up there.
Oh, you'll never see who I am. I'm not coming over there. I'd never come to your store. You're never going to see me. But I'm going to send my attorney over there, and we're going to make you guys change your name. You can't be Cricket. We're Cricket. We're Little Cricket. We're the original Cricket, you poser. You motherfucking poser. Take that. You know? I bet you don't even use real crickets in your store.
It says you're not. Is your Gmail on here?
You finished?
No. Yeah, I guess so. Hey, can I talk to that other lady in the background that's talking about Gmail?
Hey.
What?
You're not gonna talk to anyone here anymore.
Please.
Just using all the bad words.
I won't use bad words. I won't
find
use.
You.
I won't use bad
Thank
words
you
with
very
her.
Much. Have a good day.
You're the only motherfucker. So. Wow. Oh, yeah, Green Imp, I should have done hang up the phone. What was I thinking? Well, that's what they get for, trying to steal listings on Google Maps. Making it so when I search for Little Cricket, I find Cricket Wireless. That's all on him. Oh, man, there's so many stores I didn't call because... Just because... Well, I'm trying to find stuff. Hold on. Oh, crap. I hope I can find this. Yeah, I think this is it. Nope, that's not it. Man, I gotta find the final boss, you guys. And... I don't remember where it is. Oh, wait. Yeah, I can just look at my caller ID. That's what I'll do. Okay, first I gotta change my caller ID. And they're probably not going to pick up. They're going to be like any other Little Cricket store.
Little Cricket.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the other Little Cricket store. And did you guys just call us? about the cricket promotion?
No, I didn't.
Oh, somebody from your store called and said they were sending us 80,000 crickets in the mail?
Maybe my manager has.
Have you gotten any other calls of people saying that you're sending crickets to their store?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's weird. Can I talk to a manager, I guess?
She's not here right now. She left.
Ah, balls. Did you just get there?
Huh?
Did you just get there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there any other employees there that might know about this, about calling in the other stores?
No, I'm by myself.
Ah, balls. Okay. Well, I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them? They get a free drink?
Yes, hold on just one second.
Okay. I agree, Tim. Why do they do that? They just hang up. I guess I called in right after shift change or something. Damn it. Okay, so, I don't know. Like, I've got 6 minutes till XYZ starts his show. Should I just start calling back little cricket stores? Should I call up more cricket wireless stores and accuse them of being motherfuckers like they are? Like the motherfuckers they are. Here's a little cricket out in the middle of nowhere. Maybe I've never called this one. Let's find out. Maybe they've forgotten about the calls before by this point, because it's been 90 minutes.
Thank you for calling Friendly.
Hey, is this not Little Cricket?
Not anymore. It's a Friendly.
Oh, what happened?
They bought the store about 2.5-3 years ago.
Aw, well, it still says Little Cricket in Google Maps.
I'm not sure why.
It's very misleading. Dang it.
Is there anything I can help you with, though?
I don't know. Like, I've been calling up Little Cricket stores all day and just convincing them to do wacky things and saying weird things to them, and it's been funny. I was hoping to do that to you, but you're not even Little Cricket, so...
Nope.
Do you like the name Greenlee's or whatever better than Little Cricket?
Have a good day.
Wait, no. I have another question. Yeah, I was going to do that, Tim. Riggy, I was going to... Player the...
No, Little Cricket, dummy.
Little Cricket.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Little Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Little Cricket.
I really got to munch it.
Little Cricket.
Should tell people we're going to be sending donkeys out there. We're going to be selling donkeys.
Gosh, Dramus speaking.
Hey, is this Little Cricket?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Little Cricket. Ma'am?
Now, excuse me?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Little Cricket.
Okay, this is the Scotchman on one.
Yeah, I know. It's we still call it Little Cricket here. Like, even
okay.
It's you know, it's all
okay.
It's all the same umbrella, whatever thing. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Who did you need to speak with?
Any customer in the store. We're just going to do a quick,
okay.
quick
I've got
survey.
One standing right here.
Okay.
This gentleman is calling from the corporate office. He needs to speak to a customer. I guess regarding
the customer survey.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office. I'm just doing a promo thing today. It's called Fuckface Friday. Mm-hmm. And if you call that cashier a fuckface, you get some free donkey meat.
Yeah. I think it's a damn joke's what it is.
No, it's not a damn joke. It's Fuckface Friday. We do this every Friday.
All right, man. Just, have a good one.
Just look at the cashier and be like, you're a fuckface.
I think you are.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I think you are.
Hey, that's rude. Don't you ever...
Yeah, so are you, man. If you got a problem, we're up here, though.
What do you mean? What do you mean, if I have a problem?
Well, like I said, you being rude, so... Like I said, if you got a problem, come on up here.
Oh, I'll come up there, motherfucker.
All right, well, come on.
Hey, you watch me. I will come up there.
Okay, well, come on.
What, you don't like donkey meat?
Nah, but your mom does.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Ouch. Howdy, no. He's been to Tijuana, apparently. Crap. Man, that was harsh. Ouch. 2 minutes until XYZ, you guys. Crud. Okay, one more. I got 1 minute. I can totally fuck up a call in one minute, right? XYZ hasn't started his stream yet. I wish I could remember which one was checking the gas, checking the person's car. I want to talk to that one again. Uh-oh. I think he's starting up. I think I have to quit all because of XYZ. God damn it, XYZ. Why are you doing this to me? Hey, he's playing the downsizing music. Yay, XYZ. So that's the end of today's show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I had fun. It didn't all work out that great. I'll probably edit this down to about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so total for the podcast version. But we had fun trying. Everyone, be sure to go tune in to XYZ right now. You can listen to him over at mixlr.com/XYZQWA. I think everyone should copy that URL and paste it into the chat room right now, and everyone should click on it. Click on it like crazy. He's going to be doing about 5 hours of prank calls. It's going to be an awesome day. See you next time, everyone. Bye.
No, you're supposed to say little cricket, fool.
Little cricket, fool.
Little cricket, dummy.
Little cricket, dummy.
Little cricket all over South Carolina.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
Hey, whoever that Mason person is who got banned from the PLA Discord.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't either. I was going to ask you about that, and I forgot to.
Checked, and I didn't see any sort of, well, I mean, unless he used a different username.
He's probably just on drugs. I did ban someone like a month or so ago. Because he was just trying to start shit. Maybe it's him.
Checked. I didn't ban anybody in a while, so yeah. Maybe he just doesn't know how to use Discord.
Probably.
Like some kind of hobo.
Maybe he got banned from the Hijinks Discord. Because I know Palindrome, he bans people just all the time, willy-nilly. You just look at him wrong and he bans you.
And I totally have a joke for you.
Must be. Oh, shit. Let me turn
and
on the soundboard.
Here's a joke. I'm making it up right now.
Okay.
As we speak.
All right. This is going to be good.
Why do phones... No, wait. Hold on. I got it.
God
Why
damn it, Olga.
Phones with a cord hate to go to amusement parks?
I don't know. Why do phones with a cord hate to go to amusement parks?
Because they really hate lines.
That was a good one.
It would have been funnier if I said it right in the first place.
No, that was perfect.
Is it pretty clever, line?
I feel like
bye.
I feel like Olga's back, you guys. That was actually a really good joke. That was worthy of the joke book that she's going to be writing soon. By the way, she's forgotten all of her jokes, and I know some people like to go back to the beginning, back to episode 1, and listen to every single Snowplow show. So if any of you do that, be sure to write down every joke that Olga's ever called in with, because Penguin Classics, they're really getting on to her about the deadline. The deadline's fast approaching. They need to get it locked down, you know? Someone re-listened to every single episode recently. Sorry, someone. I forget who you are. I can't remember anyone's name. And they found the first instance of me using the Nags My Dog Lives on the Moon background song for some reason. I don't know why anyone would want to know that, but they did. And I was thinking we should have, like, a list of things people need to look for somewhere. We should keep a list of things we might want to know about the history of PLA shows. Like, people are always wanting to know first, like, when did Gloria first call in? When did Corbin Guy first call in? When did I first play My Dog Lives on the Moon? Apparently. We need to make a list for people that are going back and re-listening to everything.
Okay, it's Olga again. I screwed
Olga.
Up my joke. It would actually be, why do cordless phones hate amusement parks? Because they hate lines. The cordless phone wouldn't have a line.
Yeah,
like
I get it.
Like a landline.
I get it.
Although I guess it would still have like a line that's connected
to it. It could be cellular
Never
phones.
Never mind. Okay, bye.
It could be, why do corded phones love to go to amusement parks? Because they love lines. It's okay, Olga. I liked it. I liked the first version and the second version. Second version was even better.
Hello, Brad. This is Lucy.
Hey, Lucy.
I'm a 17-year-old blind retarded girl.
Can't understand a single thing.
We can even stick it out.
You're saying.
And I'm very sensitive, so please, that's too hard. I give you my uncle now. My uncle will.
All right. I can't understand you. I'm sorry, Lucy. Stop using Cricket.
All right.
Hey.
Rick, much boy here.
Hey, Rupert Rick.
I know it's been a while, and
I know.
I have a confession to
figured
me,
you were
know.
Dead.
Yeah, I've been binge listening to old Eric the Midget.
So you're cheating on me. Cheating on me, basically.
So I'm really backed up on my PLA material, but not to worry, because I've been, I still download them all to my phone, and I'm going to get caught up. I'm probably about 5 shows behind.
Oh, my God. That's a lifetime.
Anyway, just an update. I did send you that, and if you've already played it,
you
please tell me. It's
sent
been,
me.
What show to go look at, but, I did make sure I sent you the prank call that my friend did. I told you about a while back. I guess that was a problem with the link at first, but it should be in your email box.
Okay.
Where he did the, what's it called? The soundboards. What
kind of hobo phone are you on?
Or whatever.
You're on the same carrier as Lucy.
I got some catching up to do. Hopefully you're still alive.
Yep.
And,
of course I am.
You know, howdy, howdy, ho, and I've
got to
go.
Bye, Rupert. You were cutting out a lot there. I don't know what you're talking about, but I will definitely check my email soon.
Hey, Brad, it's your favorite boy, not Crack Barter. I just want to ask, do you, like, dance to yourself while, like, you listen to the Snowplow intro, the one that just says Snowplow Show?
Oh,
you just,
yeah.
Just, like, dance
yeah.
around your house.
Of course.
Like, in your undies and...
Why wouldn't I?
Just, I don't know, just enjoy yourself. Woo! Yeah, yep. See, my turkeys love you.
That's... Yep, okay.
So, if you just let me know, because it was a nice visual thing, and if you just dancing to yourself while listening to that song.
Yeah, I was planning to
so
post
beautiful.
Video of that soon, so...
Bye.
Yeah, woo! Okay.
Damn it, they won't listen to me. Woo! Huh. My turkeys don't like me anymore.
It's okay, I can hear them. I think that's a first. You know, we get our first person leaving a voicemail from the shower, first person leaving a voicemail next to jackhammers, and now our first person leaving a voicemail from a turkey coop or pen or whatever you call those things. Turkey house. Hey, look, we've got 7 voicemails from Greg T. I'm going to delete all of them except for the shortest one, which is 33 seconds.
Hey! I'm listening to your voicemail machine.
Wow. That's great. I wish I'd played all of these.
Could I hack this voicemail? Can we actually try hacking your voicemail? Let us know. Can we try? That'd be awesome if we could try hacking your voicemail. Give us ability to do a 3-digit number and all of us try to hack your voicemail.
Nah,
that'd be freaking awesome.
That's okay.
Let's do that for Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, thank you, Greg. I don't even know if I have remote access set up on this thing, assuming you can even turn it off. I mean, I don't need remote access. I should turn that off immediately so people like Greg don't try to hack it.
This message is for Brad Carter. It's Jessica from Sam's Club in the Photo Center. And I was calling to remind you of some pictures you ordered in August. They're ready for pickup.
God damn
Thank
it.
You.
It never ends. All right, I'm going to call. I'm going to call Jessica.
Thank you for calling Sam's Club Photo Lab.
That's nice. They gave me the direct number to the photo lab. I mean, that was what was on caller ID anyway. I hate when I have to call in and ask for photo.
Sam's Club Photo Center?
Hey, Jessica?
Yes?
Hey, this is Brad Carter. I hear there's a photo there for me.
What is it for?
I don't know. You called and left a message for me on Friday saying that there was a photo. Photo.
What's the last name?
Brad Carter. Carter is the last name. Hey, do you know who Jason Siegel is?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Brad Carter. There is an order here from August 7th. Still here with pictures.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of pictures are in there?
44 by 6s.
44 by 6s? What are they pictures of?
Yeah. Drawings, cartoons.
What kind of cartoons?
They look like aliens.
Aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Are they like memes? Are there things written around, like, underneath, like, offensive things?
Let's see. There's, like, a girl with pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
Elmo is frustrated.
She's always frustrated?
Elmo declares fascism. President Elmo explains to the Pentagon.
Oh, Elmo? Elmo's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Some of them are a little cut off, though, and then there's an old man cartoon.
Oh, that old man. I've seen that one. Elmo, that seems like a copyright infringement.
And the rest of them seems like drawings, like digital drawings.
I must have been drunk. I was drinking a lot in August. I was really hitting the bottle in August. It was right before my sentencing, you know, so I was just going at it. I thought I was going to be in prison for the next 5 years.
We just call everybody after so many, you know what I mean, after so many days just to see if you still want the order or not.
Hey, do you know who Nick Thune is?
Who?
Nick Thune. Thune.
Mm-mm.
Could you ask on your walkie-talkie?
There's no one here that works there by that name.
Well, you never know. You don't know everyone that works there.
I'm sure.
No, come on. It could be someone that works in the back.
I'm 100% sure.
It could be
for 13 years.
A night shift janitor or something.
Well, night shift's not here, so.
Yeah, but, you know, people might know him.
I can't do that. You'd have to, tell other people if some people work here. I'm not allowed to do that on the phone.
But you definitely don't know who Jason Segel is.
Jason Segel?
Yeah.
No, I went to school with a Justin Segel, but I don't know a Jason Segel.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know any of it. I only know a couple of the night shift people, but, I can't just call out on the walkie and ask a manager if they work here and just be like, yeah, he works here at night.
Can you get on the overhead paging thing and be like, does anybody know, anybody shopping here know who Jason Segel is?
No, I can't do that. Justin,
okay.
Sorry, I don't want to get fired.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's cool. I don't want those pictures. I was just drunk. I'm sorry to...
That's fine. No big deal.
Okay. Thank you for being so understanding.
Yeah, that's no big deal. It's cool.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. You're so nice.
You're welcome.
I hope you have the best Christmas ever.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Good old Jessica. She's so nice. Even if she hasn't heard of Jason Segel.
Rod Carter, this is Elvis. Have a happy, happy cactus.
Okay. Did you say Olga or Elvis? He left another message. Maybe that explains it.
Don't give me snake eyes, Brad Carter. You heard Elvis.
Oh, it was Elvis. Can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up, Elvis? It's a really irritating kid.
Hey, Brad, it's Max Power. I just had a really quick idea. Shortly after Christmas, you should be calling homeowners associations and hassle them about their Christmas decorations and why they haven't taken them down yet.
Okay.
I think that just would be a hilarious idea.
I think I did
right,
that
thanks,
last year or the year before or something. But I'm all for doing ideas over and over every year. I'm not like G-Ad. I don't always have to be original. I just keep at it forever. I'm going to be doing Tenants from Hell in 2030 probably still. So that was the last voicemail. Thank you, everybody, for leaving voicemails and listening to the show today. And thank you, Brown Magic, for being the sponsor today. If any of you would like to be a sponsor or just support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/phonelosers. $5 a month gets you at least one extra show per week called the Hobo-Sode. This week's Hobo-Sode was extra long. It was supposed to be a snowplow show, so you're missing out on what would have been a snowplow show. If you're not supporting the show, don't you feel left out? Don't you wish you were a part of the club? Like everyone else? You can also listen to all of the Brad's Cactus Shacks over at Patreon, and those are free. You don't even have to sign up or anything. You just go over there and scroll backwards until you find them. Merry Christmas, everyone, and happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa and all that stuff. Here's a song by Cactus Smoke. This is the PLA Radio song.
This is the PLA Radio Show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes are large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane by the time that we're through. You'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call them back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone, though.
You're calling to tell me you pooped in my front yard?